It's a screaming sound to the 88s, which was a major artillery on the part of the Germans. And at first is absolutely frightening. It's a nightmare.
It was in the back of our minds that the Japanese are going to kill us one of these days. They're not going to let us go home and tell our story.
World War II memories from American experience.
Oh, man. You're scared to death. I mean, there's no question about it. You're as frightened as a man could be as you go in.
During World War II, over 11 million American military personnel served abroad, on Pacific islands, on Normandy's beaches, in the wintry forests of Belgium and Luxembourg, on battlefronts in the air, on the ground, and at sea. Allied soldiers endured brutal conditions and deadly combat.
I went to bed, and the next morning at 6 o'clock, one of my messengers came over to wake me, and he said, "Everything's popping loose." And I said, I told this man, to all go on and leave me alone. I said, and then at that time, I heard the screaming Mimis start coming in, the artillery and all types of artillery.
You got up every morning, and there'd be another craggy, rock-piled hill, and in the Army, infantry would take off over whatever open ground there was. The chaps would then lay into them, and we'd try to keep them down with our machine guns. And that was like a continuum. Every day, it was the same story, only different guys got hit and different guys got killed. I used to look at those infantry guys go across those fields. God, it was tough to believe.
You couldn't breathe it. It was intense. I mean, thick. There was no oxygen anywhere. The wind was coming back to the stern where we were. There's no place for us to go except get out of that smoke, get away from that heat. It's going to kill you if a bomb does it.
Your imagination kind of runs away with you, I guess, especially when you hear noises. And, of course, at night it was worse because you really didn't know what was happening.
All hell broke loose. Shots were in every direction, on all four sides.
Confusion, total confusion. We were just being slaughtered.
When we first went up Sugarloaf Hill, we had a number of people shot in the back. Couldn't believe it. How do you get shot in the back when you're assaulting a hill? But it was coming from all sides.
The Germans were all over us, within 10, 15 yards right in front of us. If you could see a bunch of wild cattle running wild, that's what it reminded you of.
The mortar shell failed. Cut Captain Fisher open. And I look around, I could see his entrails, his intestines, and the blood coming.
People didn't crumple and fall like they did in the Hollywood movies. They were tossed in the air. They were whipped around. They was hit to the ground hard, and their blood splattered everywhere. Both the enemy and the weather could kill you. And the two of them together were a pretty deadly combination.
You can only fight so much on an empty stomach. You just can't do that.
It's very difficult to sleep if you're shivering with cold. One of the things that you would do, you lie down on your side and bring your knees up. And you'd be paired with another guy who's facing you. So your knees would go into his stomach. And your head around his head. You have two people in the womb position taking advantage of that position to preserve body heat and life.
This is what dying is like. The feeling that, you know, the rest of my life is like a free bonus.
These memories are there a lot more vividly, even after 50 years, than probably what I did yesterday. I know what equipment I had on. I know the words that we said. They stay with you.
To learn more about World War II, visit American Experience online at pbs.org/American Experience. Major funding for American Experience is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Major corporate funding is provided by Liberty Mutual. Additional funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by public television viewers.